Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with news on the front with Miguel Almiron, and he has been discussing his future, admits he would like to play in a team that fights more, amid speculation over his future at Tyneside. The Paraguayan's internationals agent, Daniel Campos, sparked controversy by hinting that the forward is already ready to leave Newcastle this season. In an interview with the Paraguayan radio station, his representative set out a possible June exit from St James's Park, said he would have left by now, not for the pandemic. He claimed big English clubs, as well as the likes of Atletico and Inter, were monitoring the 27-year-old, while Almiron is always happy in Newcastle. He admitted last month that he had harbours ambitions of playing for a top club. And while speaking to Paraguayan radio station on Friday, Almiron has kick-started fresh rumours. He said, "I would like to play in a team that fights more. Here I am happy and I feel comfortable," though, he said. But he, of course, hints that a team further up the table is something that would tempt him to move on. Into other news, and Newcastle have been handed a boost. Alan Saint-Maximin has, of course, been injured for the last couple of weeks. He's been returning to light training. Other members of the youth team will be seen in training with him. The Magpies share the positive updates alongside Callum Wilson on Thursday afternoon. Injuries and coronavirus have restricted Saint-Maximin to just 17 appearances so far this season. They'll be hoping both of them can return after the international break. And two other news, and Newcastle United have been told the manager's job at St James's Park would appeal to Chris Wilder should it become available. Current boss Steve Bruce, under pressure after a run of two wins in 20 matches, has left Newcastle in danger of being relegated from the Premier League. It's understood that club owner Mike Ashley plans to stick with Bruce for the time being, but should results continue to suffer, Wilder has been touted as a possible successor, and reports claim that he would jump at the chance to join the club. That's all then for the latest Newcastle United headlines. We'll have more news later.